We're here at the Youth Green Conference 2025 in Austria, a week where young people from across Europe come together to share ideas, explore nature, and take action for the planet. One of the people we had the chance to connect with is Nate Wilborn, a youth and environmental advocate from New Zealand, who's already creating global impact. At just 70 years old, Nate has spoken to audiences across three continents, including countries like Germany and the United Arab Emirates, reaching more than 25,000 people with his message.
He's also a 2025 semi-finalist for Young New Zealander of the Year and is known for his work in digital activism, climate education, and youth empowerment. Nate believes that the real change begins at the grassroots level, and he uses storytelling and social media as a powerful tools to mobilize others and inspire action. In this conversation, we talk to Nate about his mission, his journey, and why he believes young people like us have the power to shape the future.
You started advocating at such a young age. What was the moment or experience that sparked your passion for climate and youth activists?
I tell people that when I was 8 years old, I went to a little like elementary or little, I guess, primary elementary school in a rural town in New Zealand. And I guess like going to this rural school, it was by a few farms, by a few forests, and this river that ran through the little town that I went to school in. And when I was like 8 and 9 years old, we used to go down to this river like every couple of weeks with the local kind of like council and some other businesses and farmers. And we used to learn a lot about kind of the local ecosystems there. And I guess how the farmland kind of affects the waterways and how like damaging it is. And so we did a lot of tree plantings at this riverside with the farmers, with some other scientists. And I guess at that really young age, I was learning a lot about my local community and how kind of vulnerable the environment is there, but also like all the damage that's being done to the environment in my community. I guess that moment definitely sparked something in me because I was learning a lot about the damage that's being done by us humans. And I wanted to find ways, I guess, in my local community to make a difference for the environment, like in my little small town. And then I guess just from there, yeah, it's grown and it's grown a lot.
So you already spoken in front of 25,000 people across the three continents. What has been the most surprising or powerful response you've received from a young person?
I guess one of my favorite like moments or like things I've done is last year I got the privilege of touring New Zealand. So I toured New Zealand over about 6 weeks, and I spoke to about, I think it was like 8,000 like students in high schools. And I guess what was really powerful and what was really meaningful for me is just like seeing all these young people just, I guess, like, I don't know, look up to me in a way. They kind of like thought I had something, I don't know, they just kind of like resonated with me and they wanted to kind of learn from me. I thought it was really sweet and really powerful, just like seeing how much of an impact like I've made and how much people feel inspired by my work. I think is really powerful, and it was also what fuels me and like keeps me going, is just seeing how much of an impact I'm making, I guess, in people's lives particularly. And so I guess just, yeah, the most powerful like message or response I've received is just seeing kids look up to me. I think it's really sweet, and yeah, it definitely keeps me going.
What challenges have you faced as a young person trying to be heard in a global spaces?
Age, definitely the biggest one. I guess I started getting into global spaces when I was about 14 years old. And I spoke at my first international conference when I was 15. So age is definitely the biggest thing I've like had to face. And I guess that's just like a matter of things like health and safety, like being able to fly across the world at 15. A lot of people are like, oh, where are your parents at? When do your parents to come with you? Or like the signed paperwork and stuff. And I think also, yeah, being at a young age, also like respect. like a lot of older people wouldn't respect like me, my opinion, my perspective, and think, oh, he's just some kid, you know. But actually, like, I've have a different life experience to them, and I've got something meaningful to contribute. So yeah, age has got to be the biggest like barrier or challenge I faced.
Have you ever felt underestimated because of your age or where you are from? How did you deal with that?
Like I felt different estimated because of my young age. But I guess just dealing with that is just like persevering, just like keep pushing, keep trying, and not giving up. If someone tells you, oh, no, you're too young or whatever, find a way to work with them, find a way to work around that, or just keep on working hard. Because hard work pays off if you keep showing up each day, if you keep fighting for what you're passionate about, if you keep giving it your energy and your time. You'll get results and it will pay off, that's for sure. I guess, yeah, just, I mean, how I deal with it was just showing up and keep on trying, no matter what people would say. If they don't want me around, I'll go somewhere else and, find a way to contribute.
What's one thing you wish adults or decision makers understood better about your youth activism?
A good question. Think that young people are knowledgeable and that we have skills which are useful. So I guess like what I mean by that is a lot of older people, like I've worked with places where it's just like a bunch of 80-year-olds, and I'm like, oh great, like where's the young perspective? And they love doing things in their own way, in their own routine. But I feel like we're so valuable because we bring such different skills and like knowledge, like in terms of like social media for one. We grew up with social media, we know how to use it. But even just, I guess, having a fresh perspective to things and being more hopeful, having a whole different lived experience, just that perspective for sure, I think adults, decision makers should understand is that we've got valuable things to contribute. We may have not gone to university yet, we may have not lived as long as they have yet, but still, like, what we've got to say is incredibly valuable.
What would you say to a young person living in a small village or remote area who feels disconnected from global climate movements?
Yes. I didn't grow up such in a small, well, I guess it was quite small village I grew up in. And I guess like I kind of resonate because like growing up, I didn't really find my people. Like not a lot of the young people in my town or my village really, cared too much about climate change, or like felt disconnected as well. I think the biggest thing is to just find your people, like find people in your community, at your school, in your town, in your village, who I guess kind of share similar like ideas or similar passions to you. If you both care about climate change, then you guys can communicate. You can find your own community of people. You don't have to find people across the world just yet. If you start off how I started off, like with grassroots, finding people in your community, people that you're close to, people that you live nearby, who also are interested in similar things, and you can start great movements and start incredible things. So find your people.
How can you young people from rural communities make their voices stronger?
Yeah, I think finding your people, like if you can find other people in your rural community or in your nearby area that have a similar passion to you, then you can, the power of people is so incredible. You as an individual, you can do a lot of things, but as soon as you start finding other people and joining forces and creating things together, you can create so much more change. So yeah, find people in your area that have a similar vision, similar passion as you.
Can you share an example of a small action or a local project that inspired you or that you think deserves more visibility?
That's a really good one. I guess I've got a friend who is from, like, I mean, we've been friends for a little bit, but she's a young entrepreneur. She's only 19 years old. And she started this business a couple years ago, which hasn't taken off just yet. But her business idea, I think, deserves a little bit. I think that is such a transformational business. Essentially, her business is when people go and buy, like, baby trees, like the trees in those little plastic pots to go plant when you go do tree plantings. Her business idea is like, why are we using plastic pots to plant trees? Like, doesn't make much sense. So her big thing is she's looking at getting like the unused, I guess, waste from like forestry in New Zealand and like agriculture, and then using all that waste to then create plant pots, which are biodegradable, which means that when you buy like plant pots, you'll have them in like biodegradable pots. So you can just like plant them in the dirt straight away, and no plastic waste from them. So I think her idea is so incredible, and I don't know why it hasn't picked up just yet in New Zealand. I mean, we're a country which is like to be world leading. Like, we've banned plastic bags, plastic cutlery. And I think this is something which should be next is plastic tree pots. So I really do hope that she gets more visibility with her project.
You use social media to drive impact. What advice do you have for young people who want to use digital tools to speak up?
I guess kind of find your style and find what you like to talk about, I guess. I guess, yeah, what I mean by that is like, whether you like creating TikToks or like reels, or like if you want to use social media, like dual Instagram posts. And I guess like find your niche. So find like how you like to talk about things. Do you like to be funny? Do you like to be upfront? Do you want to create educational content, or do you want to create more, I don't know, like actionable content to help like get people like doing things. So just like find your style, and then also to find what you want to like do on there. So I mean, like, do you want to talk about, I don't know, such as like ocean protection, or do you want to talk about reforestation in your community, in your country? Is that we want to create content about? I guess, yeah, like finding like the topics that you want to use digital spaces for. That way, when you kind of like focus all of your energy into maybe like two, three, four key things, then you can get a lot more attention and create a lot more impact by just like focusing down on several topics.
Are there any specific platforms, tools, or networks that help you grow your reach or find your voice?
Yeah, actually, that is one. LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a social media platform which people don't really know about that at our age. It's kind of more known for people that are like businesses or like big business CEOs, etc. But LinkedIn is, I think, it's one of the most powerful platforms that you can use to create change. The saying which I go by, which is, it's not what you know, it's who you know. I definitely live by like connections, like the people that you know, the people that you've worked, people that you connect with. They'll help you so much in the future. You may, I don't know, meet a friend at this like, really cool camp you're at this week, and in 15 years' time, you might be on some project. There might be some, I don't know, big funder that works for this big funding company, and you've already got a connection because you guys know each other. So yeah, like the value of people and the value of connections, which LinkedIn, it's kind of like your online CV. So you kind of have like your profile with like your work experience, where you've been to school, and you can like connect with other people. You can like see other people's like experiences, where they've worked, and you can Facebook friend them essentially and chat to them on there. So LinkedIn's definitely gotten me a lot of places. It's gotten me to a lot of conferences, a lot of money, and I guess just I've met some really cool people and like went up for coffee with them through LinkedIn. So yeah.
What keeps you hopeful when the climate crisis feels overwhelming?
That's a good one. I think that's really tricky. I think especially in today's climate, it's pretty tricky to stay hopeful. But I guess for me, I think t like spending time away, not from my phone, but just kind of like away from reality, just like kind of leaving everything behind, going out hiking for 3 or 4 days, and just really reconnecting with Mother Earth and the people that I love, and just kind of going for walks or hikes, going for a swim. Even if it's winter, I go for river and ocean swims. Just to kind of reconnect myself to the ground, and I guess just kind of remind myself, what there is to fight for, because there's so much we should be fighting for. And I think it's really important that we take time to remember that, to remember the beautiful parks that we live by and the things that we really care about. Yeah.
If you had 60 seconds to speak directly to every teenager on the planet, what would you say?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think don't be afraid to have a passion, and don't be afraid to, be confident, to follow your dreams, because You only get to live once. It's your life. Why should anybody else tell you how to live it or judge you for what you choose to do with it? You know, if you're passionate about something, it's your life. You should be able to choose whatever you want to do with it. You know, why let anybody else judge you or bully you or whatever for whatever you care about? You know, so just like, yeah, be confident. If you're passionate about something, if you're passionate about the environment, be passionate about the environment. You know, have that confidence. Hold your head up high. And I guess follow your dreams, because you know that's so powerful. If you have goals, which I don't really have goals in life, but when you have a goal, I think, yeah, it's so powerful, just following your dreams and staying true to yourself. So yeah, that's what I tell every teenager on the planet.
That was a very inspiring conversation with Nate. We really appreciated hearing about his life experience and advices for youngers. Thank you for listening. Make sure to listen to the previous part of the podcast and visit us here soon again.